Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Yevamos Daf Tes in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Sheni in the middle of Aloch Aleph, starting Daf Ches Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom. The Mishnah concluded by introducing the idea of a Maimer. The Maimer means that the Yavam didn't do Bil, didn't do a physical relationship with the Yavama, but did Kiddushin. And that creates some form of marriage, but not a full Yibum. So the Gemara tells us, how do we know this? So the Gemara, Yevamo Yovo Aleo. The pasuk says Yevamo Yovo Aleo Zehabia. Ve'lekachalu leisho Zehamaimer Likuchim. That's kiddushin. Yechol yeh keshem shehabia goymeres bo. Kach yeh maimer goymer bo. Should we say the same way Bia makes a full marriage? Also Maimer makes a full marriage. Tomud loymer ve'yibmo. The pasuk ends by saying you have to do yibum. Iris kol haparsha kulo liyibum. He concluded the entire parasha to get to Yibum. To say, Abia Gomeres Bo, Veina Maimer Gomer Bo. He must conclude with Bia, not with Maimer. In Ken Ma'o Yibu Maimer. So what did Maimer do? Says the one of Testament Aleph, Le'oisro Lochim. What Maimer did is, it's somewhat of a marriage. It's a semi-marriage that now no other brother can marry her. It's like stage one. But it's not the full marriage. You have to do Bia to get to the full marriage. So Yerushalmi learns, different than the Bavli, the Maimer is not Dinder Rabbanon. Maimer you learn from a pasuk is a Dinder Raisa. That's shita number one. Rav Shimon Oimer, HaMaimer, Oikoine, Oloikoine. Meaning Rav Shimon learns differently than Rabbanon. Rabbanon say the Maimer is a marriage, just not a full marriage. Rav Shimon, it has a suffix. Does the Maimer work fully or does not work at all? Matam de Rav Shimon, what's the source of Rav Shimon? Yevamu yovo aleo zabio, as we mentioned. Ve'lekachalu leisho za maimer, that may be the maimer. Kesher she'abia gomeres bo, kacha maimer gomer bo. Meaning, the Torah is quoting both. So if maimer works, the same way bia works as a full marriage, the maimer works as a full marriage as well. Or he may be differently. Yevamu yovo aleo varehi likuchaloi. Mean, when it says lekacha, now there's another way to do likuchin. But lekacha means, yevamu yovo aleo, and he may there is likuchin. V'amaymer lo yil baklum. The Torah never referenced maimer. So if Shimon is not sure if the pasuk is talking about a maimer or not, if it does, it's a full kinyan. If it doesn't, it's nothing. Rav Elazar ben Aruch Omer, HaMaimer koine kinyan gomer be'evamo. Maimer is a full kinyan, exactly equivalent to bia. Matam de Rav Elazar ben Aruch, what's the source of Rav Elazar ben Aruch? V'lekchal lo yisho arei ki kedushe isho. You're comparing it to a regular woman. Ma kedusha isho koinim kinyan gomor. Regular isho kedushin is koine. Afa maimer koine kinyan gomor bevomo. So maimer works bevomo as well. Says the Gemara, Ezi maimer bevomo. What is the maimer that works bevomo? Hared mekudeshli bekesef or beshove kesef. He gives her money or worth of money. Reb Chaim says the Gemara does not mention it, but it includes over here also shtar that she can be miskadeshet with a document. Says the Gemara, Bein Rabbanon, Bein Rav Shimon, Moidibo, meaning Rabbanon and Rav Shimon will both agree with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, let's go back to the case of the Mishnah. Reuven and Shimon, two brothers, are alive, and Shimon dies without children. After Shimon's death, Levi is born, and he finds the wife of Shimon, Asur Eloi, because of Eishes Achiv Shloi Bo Elomoi, she was never in this world. Reuven now goes and does a maimer to the wife of Shimon, and Reuven dies without children. Levi cannot do Yibum to the wife of Shimon. What about the wife of Reuven? Says the Mishnah, if Reuven did a maimer to the wife of Shimon, so the original wife of Reuven has to do Chalitza but not Yibum. So says the Gemara now, Bein Rabbanon and Bein Shimon Moidibo. They both agree with this halacha. Why? Karabonon tzad shekona b'maimer kenegdoi osur b'tzora. V'tzad sheloi kona b'maimer kenegdoi heter b'tzora. I mean, according to Rabbanon, Maimer does not work fully. So whatever it does work, so now it makes the Tzara Aser. Meaning that Tzara, the original wife of Reuven, cannot marry Levi because she's the Tzara to the wife of Shimon somewhat. And whatever did not work, meaning if it wasn't a full, Maimer is not a full Kenyan, requires the wife of Reuven to do something. So you can't do Yibum because she's somewhat connected to the wife of Shimon. But she cannot just leave because she's somewhat not connected. So she has to do Chalitza. So there's a little bit of a marriage, but not fully. That's why you do chalitza na yibum. Lefika choyletz ezuloy mishebemis. Kerab Shimon. How does the Mishnah work according to Rav Shimon? Kano maimer shtehem asuris. I mean, according to Reb Shimon, we're suffic. Does the maimer work or not? If it does work, so then they're both also, meaning the wife of Shimon that Reuben did maimer to is also because she's eshizach shaloya boilomo to Levi, and the wife of Reuben is the tzara of that eshizach. Loi kano maimer, if the maimer did not work, how is shayna asur of shtehem uteris? So the wife of Shimon is also, but the wife of Reuben is mutter if the maimer doesn't work. We don't know, we're not sure if the maimer worked or not. So therefore, the wife of Reuven requires chalitza na yibum. If so, my nafik min b'neir. So what will be the difference between Rabbanan and Reb Shimon? Meaning, if Levi had a relationship with the wife of Reuven, so according to Rabbanan, she is clearly a tzaras erva. Not a full tzaras erva, but somewhat tzaras erva. So therefore, he's going to be chayav in it. According to Reb Shimon, I'm not sure if she's Tzara Servo because I don't know if the Maimer worked or did not work. So therefore, she's not clearly Tzara Servo. You don't have clearly a Bias Servo. Continues the Gemara says, that you see from the Mishnah that the only problem that you have that Levi has with the wife of Reuven is even if she also has a Maimer because Reuven did a Maimer to the wife of Shimon. Haim lo asa b'maimer, but if he didn't do Maimer, misya b'emes. So then Levi couldn't marry the wife of Reuven. So the Gemara v'hein lo zika bo. Zika, the loose translation of Zika, means a relationship. I mean, there's some connection between Reuven and the wife of Shimon. Because when Shimon died without children, Reuven has an obligation to do a Yibum to the wife of Shimon. So even if he didn't do the Yibum, there's still a Zika. There's still some kind of a Shaychus between them. So why does not that Oyser prohibit the wife of Reuven to Levi? Omar Chagai, Kiyamto, I mean, explained it. Kahu Damar of Yaakov Ba'achor B'Shem Ablozer. As Rav Yaakov said in Nimra Blozer, Shemeres Yovam Shemeso Mutar Be'imo. If a Yovam has a Yavama, but the Yavama died before he was able to do Yibum, he can marry the mother. Hi, there was a Zika, there's some relationship between the Yavama and the Yavam. Zika hoy solebo, kevan shemeto botla zikoso. Yes, there's some relationship. But if he did not come to fruition, if there was no Yibum, that Zika is canceled retroactively. So here as well, Reuven, yes, he does have some responsibility for the wife of Shimon. There's a Zika here. There's some relationship. But that relationship depends if Reuven does anything. If he did a Yibum, or a Maimer, or even a Chalitza, there's some kind of relationship between Reuven and the wife of Shimon. But if Reuven died before he did anything to the wife of Shimon, retroactively that Zika goes away. And Mimele Levi can come and marry the wife of Reuven. Halacha Beis Zokta Mishnah. We're going to continue with the case of Eishes Achiv Shlal Boilamoy, and we're going to say now a little different case. Shnei Achim, they're two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Umei Sechel Neim, Shimon dies. V'yibim Hasheni is Eishes Achiv. Reuven does Yibum to the wife of his brother, meaning to the wife of Shimon. V'achakach Nolad Lehem Ach. And then Levi is born. Now here it's different than the first case. The first case, Levi is born before Reuven made any Yibum. So when he was born, the wife of Shimon is Umed this Yibum. She is a Shemeres Yavam. But in this case, he was born after Reuven did the Yibum. Reuven did the Yibum, then Levi was born. Umeis, now Reuven dies. Harishayna yoytso mishumeshis ochiv shloya boilamoy. So according to Tanakhama, the same halacha. The wife of Shimon, the Reuven did Yibum too. She's eishis ach shloya boilamoy to Levi. Vashniyam shutzaros, and the shniyah is a tzaro. Also, by Maimer v'meis, if he did Maimer, if Reuven did Maimer to Shimon, Shnei chalitzos v'lo misabemes, so the wife of Reuven does chalitzo. Now, Yibum, that's exactly the same halacha to end the first Mishnah. But here comes Reb Shimon to argue. Reb Shimon oimer miyabim le'ezer sheyirtze, or choylitz le'ezer sheyirtze. He could choose to do Yibum and chalitza to either one. Why? Because when Levi was born, the wife of Shimon was already married to Reuven. Reb Shimon holds that if he was born and he found the wife of Shimon married to Reuven, the fact that in the past she was married to Shimon has no relevance to him. And for him right now, she's the wife of Reuven only. So she's not Eishes Achiv Shlal Boilamoy. That is the chiddush of this Mishnah. Now the Gemara right away addressed the Mishnah, Zok the Gemara, Shnei Achim, V'meisech HaMem V'chulei, because the Shaila is, what is Reb Shimon referring to? Is he referring to the case that Reuven did a Yibum to the wife of Shimon? Or the case Reuven did a Maimer to the wife of Shimon, the end of the Mishnah? The Gemara understands at the beginning, they're referring to both cases. It says the Gemara, Reb Shimon Oimer, Maimer, Oy Koine, Oy Loy Koine. We just learned at the beginning of the Amud that Reb Shimon has a suffix if the Maimer does work or not. V'hatom Arachin, you say this way, that according to Reb Shimon, he can choose to either do a Yibum or do Chalitza? How could that be? Umi Yabnu Balas Maimer, will he be able to do Yibum to Balas Maimer, meaning to the wife of Shimon? The Reuven gave Maimer too. V'chash Leimer, maybe, we use the gears of Rav Chaim here. V'chash Leimer, Shema Loi Kono Maimer. Maybe the Maimer did not work. If Maimer doesn't work, Rav Shimon has a suffix if Maimer works or does not work. So the wife of Shimon, the Reuven did Maimer to, is maybe not married to Reuven. She's still the wife of Shimon. And if so, Levi can't marry her because she's Eishes Ochiv Shelo Boilomi. He was born after Shimon died. In addition, we had the Mishnah said he could do Yibum or Chalitza. V'cholitzim l'Balas Maimer, can he do Chalitza Balas Maimer? That will work. V'chashlei Maimer, again, maybe the problem is Shema Loikona. Maybe there was no Kenyan. Maybe the Maimer didn't work. And Reuven was not able to be Koine, the wife of Shimon, meaning the wife of Shimon is not married to Reuven. So Shema Loikona Maimer, v'nitza Shnia Skukaloi. So how can he do Chalitza to the wife of Shimon? What about the wife of Reuven? Masha, you could pick and choose which one you will do Yibum or Chalitza. The Chalitza of the wife of Shimon not necessarily will work for the Chalitza for the wife of Reuven if Reuven was not able to be kainer. He's not sure if the Maimer works or not. Says the Gemara, you're right. Have my Domar Shimon El Ratio. Shimon is not talking about the end of the Mishnah. He's talking about the first case of the Mishnah. When Reuven went and did Yibum to the wife of Shimon, then clearly it's the wife of Reuven and there's no issue of Eishes Ochiv Shelo Boilomoy to Levi. But if he did Maimer in Echanami, we don't know if Maimer works or does not work, so now Rav Shimon doesn't come to argue. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis and says, Rav Shimon agrees with the first Mishnah. In the first Mishnah, he agrees that the wife of Shimon is also to Levi. And the Gemara is going to go on and explain. Then he found the Braiso that Rav Shimon argues also in the first Mishnah. So explain the Gemara. Ma min Rishonu, ma min Shnia. What's the between the first Mishnah of the Perek and the second Mishnah of the Perek? Says the Gemara very simple. Rishonu bo motzo beiser, v'Shnia bo motzo beiter. In the first Mishnah, when Levi is born, so the wife of Shimon was still not married to Reuven. So he found her when he was born. She was Eishes Ochiv Shelo Boilomoy. But in the second Mishnah, when he was born, she was already married to Reuven. And Rav Shimon holds, once she got married to Reuven, the entire past is gone, and he didn't find her, he never met her, as Eishes Ochiv Shelo Boilomoy. Continues the Gemara, Rav Yochanan Abaye. Rav Yochanan asks, maybe other scenarios, does a marriage make a difference? Eishes Oviv, shenimtso lifnei echod min hashuk. So a wife of a father, one is not allowed to marry a wife of a father. But what happens if the wife of the father was divorced from the father, and when the son was born, he found her, meaning when he was born, she was already married to somebody else. Ma'ama Barab Shimon. What will Shimon say over there? Peshimotso Beheta Muteris, because he found her Beheta, meaning when he was born, she was not the wife of his father anymore. Can he marry her? So the Gemara, no. Loyom Rav Shimon Elaldi Ochi Minav. Rav Shimon only spoke by Yibum, the special din by Yibum. So when Reuven was Miyavin, the wife of Shimon, so then she becomes his wife, and the past is gone. But other Arias, the fact that he was born after the fact doesn't take away the problem of the Arias. Similarly, the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha Amar Rav Shimon Lokish Boy. Shlokish asked, Eishes Ochi Mi'imoy. You have a wife of a brother from his mother, meaning a maternal brother, a half brother from his mother. There's no din Yibum over there. When he was born, she was not married to his brother anymore. She's married to somebody else. Rabbi Shimon will say over there, because when he was born, she was already married to somebody else. She'll be muteris. Something with the same tchil. This din that when a person is born, if she's married to somebody else, there's no din of erva, is only by Yibum. Because by Yibum, once the brother makes a Yibum, he, so to speak, takes over the marriage of his brother. But Achim Minayam, there's no din Yibum, so the erva remains. Rabbi Yudan Boyer, Rabbi Yudan asked, Tzoras achas imoy shemot solifne echad min hashuk. Meaning in this case, we are talking about a case of Yibum. There is a brother, he had a brother, and the brother had two wives. One wife is Achos Imoy. One wife is his aunt, the sister of his mother. And then the other wife, what is she regarding Yibum? She's a Tsaras Achos Imoy. So the brother died without children. He cannot do Yibum to the Achos Imoy. And he can't do Yibum to the Tsaras Achos Imoy. Now in this case, a brother was born only after the Tsaras Achos Imoy married somebody else. Tsaras Achos Imoy, Shemot Zivne Echot Minashuk. He finds her married to somebody else. Rabbi Avin Bohi, another question, a similar question. Grusha Shenasas Almono, a woman who was divorced, and she's also Lakuna. But then she married somebody else, and then the Kohen was born. When the Kohen is born, he finds her when he married somebody else. And now the husband died. Can he marry her? Do you say that for him, she's an almono and not a grusha? She's a widow, she's not divorced? And the pashto says, all these questions come to the same answer. That only regarding Yibum, says Reb Shimon, that he found her married to the brother, the past is gone. And if it's not a Yibum, you don't say that. Continues the Gemara and says, At Omar Madom, Reb Shimon al Roshi. We just mentioned that Reb Shimon is going to argue only in the beginning of the Mishnah, only when he did Yibum, now when he did a Maimer. Malom Reb Shimon in Ba'al Maimer. So what did Reb Shimon say, what he's going to hold in the case of Ba'al Maimer? Nishmeini min adav, we'll learn the following. Reb Shimon Noimer B'yoso v'chilot tishalechel me'em poteret tzaroso. Reb Shimon in the Braisa referred to this Mishnah, and he said, Bi'an chalitza of one works for the other. Explains the Gemara, Im cholitz l'balas maimer, afashniya tzicho chalitza. Min chalitza balas maimer doesn't work because maybe the balas maimer is not connected to Reuven. Maybe the maimer didn't work. So the chalitza of her does not work for her, for the other one, for the original wife of Reuven. So explains the Gemara. At omar biyoso chalitza so shlechot me'en preter tzarasa. You just said the biyo chalitza of one works for the other. What is that referring to? Referring to the first wife, meaning the first wife of Reuven, her chalitza yibum works for the other. Why? Manavshach, mimanavshach. Kono maimer, if the maimer works, according to Reb Shimon, we're not sure if maimer works or not. So if the maimer does work, shtem noshov niftir rabbi chalitza chaverto. So if the maimer works, so the second wife, meaning the wife of Shimon, became the wife of Reuven, and the chalitza yibum of the wife of Reuven, the original wife of Reuven, works for the wife of Shimon. If the maimer did not work, and the rishonim tzricha chalitza. Rishonim here means the wife of Shimon. The wife of Shimon does not require chalitza because she was never married to Reuven. So immediately monoshach, the chalitza, the wife of Reuven, works. Either because the wife of Shimon never needed chalitza, or she needed the chalitza of the wife of Reuven worked for the wife of Shimon. But if he did chalitza to the wife of Shimon, so then the wife of Reuven does require chalitza. Maybe the maimer did not work. And the chalitza of the Baal Samaimer did not work for the wife of Shimon. Why can he do yibum? Because maybe the maimer did work, and the chalitza of the wife of Shimon allowed the wife of Reuven to go free. So he cannot do yibum anymore. She's eishesach. My nafik mibinayon, what's nafkamin between Rabbanu and Reb Shimon? Meaning, in addition to nafkaminas we mentioned before, what other nafkaminas you have between Rabbanu and Reb Shimon? Rabbanu that said that Maimer does work, but it works partially. And Reb Shimon that says that he's not sure if Maimer works or does not work. So says the Gemara, case number one, Cholatza Rishayno Ubala Shniya. He did Chalitzo to the wife of Shimon, who is the one who has the Maimer, and he did Beila to the wife of Reuven. According to Rabbonon, this is clearly Biaserva. Why? Because Maimer did do Kinyan, at least a partial Kinyan, to the wife of Shimon. Now she's considered to be married to Reuven. And when he did Chalitza to her, he cannot marry anymore the wife of Reuven. Completely, we know for sure. There's no tzad that he can marry her. And if he does, it's a Erva. So Rabbonon is a Biaserva. I'm not sure, because maybe Maimer works, but maybe Maimer did not work at all. So I can't say definitely there was a Biaserva over here. Baal HaRishon, he had a relationship with the first one, which means the wife of Shimon that Reuven didn't maimer to. Ubaal HaShniya, and then he had a relationship with the second one. Al Daida de Rabbanon HaRishon B'Yaservo V'HaShniya Tzicho Get V'Chalitzo. According to Rabbanon, he cannot have a relationship with the first wife, meaning the wife of Shimon, because she's Eish Zach Shaloy Boi Lomoy, so it's a B'Yaservo. The second one needs Get V'Chalitzo, because maimer is not a full Kinyan. It does a partial Kinyan. So for the Tzad, the maimer is Koine. The wife of Reuven doesn't need anything. But for the tzad, the maimer is not koine, meaning the portion of the maimer is not koine. So for her, is the maimer didn't really do a full kinyan. So the wife of Reuven is a little bit available and a little bit still a zika, still a shemeres yavam. So therefore, because she's somewhat a wife, somewhat a yavama, he needs to give her a get and he needs to give her a chalitza. In other words, the combination of all the options. If the zika is near, she needs to do chalitza. But if you tell me that the Maimer did koine, so maybe the wife of Shimon is the real Yavama, and the wife of Reuven is out. But because the Maimer definitely doesn't work fully, so the Zika is still there, and she's also a little bit available. So you have to do also Chalitza and also Get. Al Daita Deb Shimon, Shtem Tzichus Get. According to Rishon, the both we need to get. Rishon tzicha get shema kona maimer. Maybe the maimer works fully, and now she's not ishes zochus shalom bloy lama. So it was a good yibum. Continues the one that viewed the mudalef. Vashniyot tzicha get shema kona yibum shema kona maimer. He has to divorce the wife of Reuven because maybe the yibum did work, and she's also in him. But maybe it did not work, and she is a full yavama, and she's married to him. But because maybe the maimer does work, nifteres mechalitza mibias chaverta. That's the Gersa Rav Chaim. Mechalitza she doesn't need in any case. Why? Because if the maimer worked, so the yibum of the wife of Shimon worked for the wife of Reuven. If the maimer did not work, so the yibum of the wife of Reuven worked. Chalitza she doesn't need. And that's different what we said before regarding chalitza, that she will require chalitza. Here, Mimon of Shach, she doesn't require chalitza. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yevamos Daf Tes.